USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Negotiations over the bill's provisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the bipartisan group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And as competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The latest being American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has threatened to pull all five of his nominees to a committee to investigate the riots at the Capitol after two members were rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Tim Berg has more.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio would hurt the integrity of the probe. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And COVID cases in the United States have tripled in the last few weeks, with the latest data from Johns Hopkins University showing the 7-day rolling average now at more than 37,000 new cases per day. That's up from around 13,000 at the beginning of July. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state would build a wall on the border with Mexico. The Texas Facilities Commission is reportedly preparing to begin to take bids on the project. Governor Abbott telling Newsmax TV that the project is advancing quickly and appears to be able to get the building done at a smaller price tag than first thought.
I got to tell you, it's advancing faster than I thought it would, and there's an easy explanation for it. The first thing we do is we hire a program manager who oversees the entire project, and we have to send that out for bids and things like that. But the reason why it's happening faster is because we have already received a lot of information from companies and businesses that built the wall under the Trump administration or offered bids to do so. And so we're not having to invent the wheel. We're just having to apply the wheel that's already been invented. And with the land that we already have available to us, it looks like it will be costing Texas a whole lot less than it did the Trump administration.
And things aboard the International Space Station are about to get spicy. Lance Pry explains.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diet. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in, and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.